Dr. Phillips High School sits on 55 acres near Universal Studios in Orlando. Silvia Moya is one of the custodians. She wears a back brace as she drives a golf cart around the campus. The school is short four custodians, and current staff is working overtime and weekends.
Chequeo todos los baños que estén limpios, pongo papel, saco graffiti.
Moya says she cleans graffiti, cleans the bathrooms and the lunchrooms, picks up trash.
Después tengo que barrer la cafetería. Hago mucho, mucho.
It isn't easy keeping a school this size clean. 3,700 teenagers can produce a lot of trash just minutes into the lunch period. Head custodian Tony Rodriguez says, just look at the dumpsters.
They're all filled, and we have a night guy who goes around to pick them all up.
At night?
At night, after everyone is gone. Because we have heavy machinery that has to come around, and we don't want to have unsafe machine around students.
Those machines can be dangerous for school custodians, too. Janitors and building cleaners have one of the highest work-related injury rates. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, more than 15,000 public school janitors across the country were injured on the job in 2010. School custodians hurt their backs lifting furniture. They burn themselves with cleaning chemicals and machines. This summer, a custodian at Dr. Phillips High broke his arm after slipping on freshly waxed floors. The Orange County School District pays out about $500,000 a year in workers' compensation just for custodians. So the risk management team came up with an innovative way to help reduce worker injuries. They require candidates to pass a physical fitness test before they can get hired. Head custodian Tony Rodriguez took the test a couple months ago.
It's like a robot seat, and then what you do is, with one hand, like you're lifting weight, 50 pounds, and it pressures against your arm, you push it up, and the machine brings it down for you.
You do 5 reps of that on each arm and each leg, pushing the machine back and then pushing it forward as the weight pushes against you. He says it's kind of like lifting weights in reverse.
If you take this test and you have a bad back, you're definitely not going to make it. You know, you got to concentrate. Because if you think you're too strong for it, it ain't going to work, because we had big guys fail this test.
And that has principals like Gene Trochinski a little frustrated.
We've always had applicants. It's been a little more difficult to get the custodians through the process because sometimes they get everything completed and then don't pass that physical test.
More than a quarter of the candidates who take the test don't pass it. But in the first year of the fitness test, work-related injuries among new custodians went down from 34 injuries to just 13, saving the district about $50,000 in workers' compensation, enough to hire one full-time teacher. With State Impact Florida, I'm Sarah Gonzalez in Miami.